We welcome yesterday's first humanitarian convoy since the siege was imposed on the Gaza Strip more than 2 weeks ago. It is far from enough. It is a drop in the ocean. And what we really need is for that access to be sustainable and regular, for these convoys to come in on a daily basis for people in need in Gaza. But what we also need at the same time, and equally critical, is for fuel to come into Gaza, because UNRWA is running out of fuel in Gaza. And it is critical for the resumption of our humanitarian operation in the Gaza Strip.
So how would you describe the overall humanitarian situation in Gaza? In other words, what are your immediate needs?
Well, UNRWA is the largest humanitarian operator in the Gaza Strip. And we have 13,000 staff members working with us. Many are now very busy responding to the needs of people who have become displaced because of the war. We have more than 500,000 people taking shelter in our schools and other facilities. Their needs are huge. This is why it's absolutely fundamental that UNRWA gets in fuel to the Gaza Strip immediately, so that we're able to respond to these increasing needs. They are increasing by the hour.
Juliet, I'm assuming that you still have your staff on the ground in Gaza. What does the continued fighting between Israeli forces and Hamas and the possibility of a ground invasion do to your carrying out your humanitarian work there?
Well, we have 13,000 staff on the ground in the Gaza Strip. They are teachers, doctors, nurses, pharmacists, engineers. We have logisticians, we have support staff. We have sanitation laborers who have been working in the Gaza Strip, some for decades. You see, UNRWA has been on the ground as the largest humanitarian operator for more than 70 years. We have been there through thick and thin with the communities. Our staff continue to deliver assistance, even as they themselves have been impacted. As we had at least 17 colleagues of mine who have sadly been killed since the war began. We had a lot of our staff members who lost loved ones, who lost neighbors and friends and relatives. They themselves have been displaced. They themselves have lost homes. So our staff have been impacted themselves. However, we have many who continue to be responsive and continue to be doing their humanitarian duty and providing humanitarian assistance to the degree possible to the communities in need.
Julia, once again, what is your immediate wish as the conflict enters its second week?
Well, we have two. One is to allow humanitarian access, and for that humanitarian access, to allow UNRWA to bring in humanitarian supplies and other UN agencies. We are not alone in the field. We have many humanitarian agencies who work with us on the ground. That we're allowed in the UN to bring in humanitarian supplies on a regular basis, and that yesterday's convoy, while welcome, should not be a one-off. The second wish is to reiterate what the Secretary General of the UN has said and to reach a humanitarian ceasefire as soon as possible to spare the lives of civilians everywhere.
Juliet, thank you so much again. A pleasure speaking with you. Please be safe.
Thank you so much.